Oh, you're back. Okay. So in the next half of this episode featuring our lovely buddy Jordan Kenyon, we all play a game called Red Flags. We talk about the hate mail that we received this week, and you don't even have to wait for it. It's available right now. So go ahead and start up part two. It's going to start abruptly. Thanks so much for listening, baby boys and baby girls. Bye.
Chad got a very alarming text message. Can we talk about this?
What?
A text or like a message on Facebook about?
Oh,
do you want to talk about this?
That was an email, buddy.
It was an email.
That was a hate mail.
What?
We got a hate mail. Well, it wasn't a hate mail. It was an email to our HoiWeave
@gmail. Oh, then it is real.
That is real. You motherfucker.
Oh
yeah.
No. Do we want to do hate mail now?
Right now.
Let's throw it in. Let's start in the kind of the middle-ish.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Because we got more, but so don't leave.
Don't leave.
Don't jump out of your car if you're listening to it in your car.
Yeah.
Because that's dangerous.
It's not over. Usually we end on this, but it's
we're
going to
do it now because I brought it up, and I didn't realize it was an email. I was telling him, no, there's no way this is true. Someone's just trolling you.
I sent this to you from an email.
Like I didn't. I was drunk. To be honest,
I did not recognize it's a Gmail screenshot.
I was drunk.
Okay, but how drunk do you have to be to not recognize it's a Gmail screenshot?
I can handle a lot.
I fucking guess.
So let's.
Or I freaking guess. Sorry, guys.
Let's talk about this.
All right. Can we take a pee break? Actually,
you can go pee.
I got pee real bad.
Are you both going?
No, I'm not.
Crossing streams?
I am moving.
Oh, that's funny. Chad's like, I have to pee, and then Jordan stands up immediately. Like, heads that way, and I was like, what?
I move my chair out of the way so Chad can get through.
You're a gentleman. And
I'm a nice guy.
I try.
I'm back. Okay, but I talked. Okay, so I mentioned earlier I bought a car, my dad's car.
Literally, it sounded like Aslan from Chronicles of Narnia.
I know. I was about to say, it sounded like I was like roaring.
Oh, man.
That was a deep burp.
You
okay.
Ain't lying.
Shut up.
All right, so. Oh, that's
funny. I hate you.
Good
pun.
Very good pun.
Thank you, baby.
No, so I was talking to my dad, and I mentioned something to preface this email.
Yeah.
I mentioned something that I talked about on the podcast, and he was like, oh, I know.
Oh,
and
no.
I was like...
And he shouldn't have.
Oh, gosh.
I was like, do you listen to the podcast? Like, I didn't say that, but I was like, does he actually listen?
Oh, so this is 100% real.
I don't know if it is. I don't know if this email is 100% real.
Chad, I want to die if it is.
Fuck, I hope it's so bad. So bad, I hope it's not real. But I looked this woman up on Facebook, and I couldn't find her.
Well,
so hopefully it just, well, she's probably just old and doesn't have a face.
Right, that's what I'm thinking. So, Chad.
Dad, if you listen to this, I'm so sorry that I said Kanto region earlier. I'm so sorry.
And for the thing that I had to bleep.
Yeah, I was also sorry I said bleep it again, bleep it again.
Well, yeah.
You said it first.
I muted the mic.
You muted the mic. It doesn't mean you didn't say it. Okay. So let's read this hate mail. It's not really hate mail. It's maybe possibly a passive aggressive thing. So my dad.
Maybe she's just looking out for you.
Maybe. Okay. So this email is from a girl named Kelsey. We'll just say the last initial. Kelsey P. She says.
Pallerini.
So
Palimonian.
No, those are right. Okay, so the headline says Dad Bod Podcast.
Oh no,
which is wrong.
It sounds like an old person anyway.
Which is wrong.
Right,
okay.
That is wrong.
The body reads, that's fantastic podcast. I work with your dad and he has us listen to it while we work.
Oh no.
Thanks, Kelsey P. Sent via the Samsung Galaxy S7 Active, an AT&T 4G LTE smartphone.
Hold on. First, she did say it was fantastic, so this is definitely fake.
Probably true. That was the dead giveaway for me. That's it. Yeah. Maybe it's a red herring. We don't know.
Maybe.
Like the bully from Pup Named Scooby-Doo. Red herring.
Yeah.
Red Blaine, everything.
Also, a red herring is a fake clue in real life. Not just
that's
from that
the
show.
Joke. That's the
I
joke.
I know that's the joke,
it's a
Jordan.
Joke.
I've watched a fucking television show.
Take your tops off. And fight.
Oh, us. All
right, yeah.
You wish.
No, don't take that shirt off. I love don't it. Don't ever take it off. Don't ever take
I'll take
it
my
off.
Shirt off. You leave that shirt
Please
on.
Please do. I want you to sleep in that shirt.
I want to fuck you in that shirt. Or I want you to sleep in that. That's what I meant to say.
Take your shirt.
I want to knock you out. Make you sleep.
You wish, Daddy.
So that's our only hate mail, but like, holy hell, dude.
So
what if your dad is listening to this right now with his coworkers?
Oh my Christ.
Hold on. Do you have HR in that department? Because we've said you can't just
say a lot of bad things.
You can't make your coworkers listen to this.
Yeah. And that's why I think it's fake. How can my dad make his My dad is like kind of like a, I think he's in like a supervisor-ish role, but I don't think maybe he listens to it and like they just hear it Other if they don't have music on or something, you know, like.
Or maybe he has them listen to it just so he can know what you're up to.
Oh, God.
And then they relay back without all the F words what you talked about. Has he ever talked about PTG to you?
No.
Interesting.
Good.
Interesting.
That's probably a good thing.
That's crazy.
That's probably
man.
The best thing.
That's probably the best thing.
I don't need my dad to know about this.
If he does listen to this, he does know.
Oh, fuck me. Well, good thing I said a lot of good things about him earlier.
Yeah. Like the whole bit. But then you said he didn't ever hit you in the face.
No, he didn't hit me in the face.
Yeah.
But
it didn't mean the face. Yeah.
I mean, what kid didn't get spanked in the era that we?
Right, grew? Exactly. Only 90s
most,
kids.
Most kids got only 90 kids have kinks.
Yes.
Only 90 kids. Only 90s kids have kinks.
Definitely the name
spanked.
Of the episode. Welcome everybody.
Only 90s kids have kinks.
You know what kink rhymes with?
What?
Link, like the Legend of Zelda: Breath of the Wild.
Yeah.
Which is
so let's talk about this.
The logo on wearing. My hat.
Yeah, let's talk about this video game.
I haven't played it yet.
Oh. Yeah. Do you, like, make notes while we're on there?
I have markers that tell me where to bleep things. I've only used them one other time.
That's so funny. When I said...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say it.
Right. Oh, man.
That was the last time we were together, actually. Probably, right? Yes, oh, it was.
When I said...
Marker there.
I just like watching Kim make the, I like making Kim mark it. That's what I like doing.
This is the bleepiest episode we've ever had.
We're an explicit podcast. It's too explicit for us exclusively.
The last time you guys bleeped anything though was when you were with me though.
That's true. That's the only
that's
bleep
very
we've ever
true. You're
had.
The common
it's
link.
Because I said
you're the chink in our armor.
No blink there.
Yeah, it's a common expression.
Yeah, using yeah. context.
Yeah.
So, you were talking about what now?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We weren't.
I'm hammered.
I am too.
Actually, no, I'm not hammered.
I am.
Weren't you wearing a hat earlier?
No.
What
Jordan
the heck?
Never wearing a hat.
Why did I think you were wearing a hat?
Because usually you're I do, drunk. But I don't.
I kind of
You don't wear a hat usually.
Actually, yeah, I do.
You
I,
wear beanies
I wear
all
beanies
the time.
A lot.
Yeah, he's
oh,
a beanie baby.
I have seven. I have
beanie
seven.
Beanie boy.
I have seven different beanies, so yeah.
Oh,
humble brag.
That's not a humble brag.
I have seven different beanies.
That's just
motherfucker.
That's just up there. I'm like, all right. Maybe
that's
this
so
one,
funny.
This one.
Dude, I've realized lately that I'm basically a cartoon character because every time I actually leave the house,
you wear the same clothes.
I wear the same clothes because yeah, they're do. Like a week apart. But every time I go out into public, I wear one of two flannels, these same jeans, these same boots, the same undershirt. Like the last probably five times I've been to the Frothy Monkey. I've been wearing the same thing, and I swear to you, I bet they'd freaking judge me. They're like,
I want to say, do you think they notice it all?
I think they do
Fred
notice it because...
from Scooby-Doo, you know? What's yeah. Fred's last name?
Fred Jones.
It is Jones, you're right.
Freddy Jones.
What's Daphne's last name?
Daphne Blake.
Jones.
Blake.
Velma?
Probably Jones.
Velma yeah. Dinkley.
Shaggy?
Shaggy Nor... No, Norval.
Shaggy Doo?
No.
Is Shaggy Doo Scooby-Doo?
I... Do they name
Because Scooby's Shaggy's dog.
I know Shaggy's real name is Norval.
Whoa,
what?
Scooby
yes.
Shaggy's dog?
Shaggy's Thanks really for is Norval?
Yes.
Norval
Wait,
Redenbacher.
My fucking brain
Norval something. I don't remember.
Norval
Redenbacher.
Redenbacher. I just made it.
Norval Nedenbacher.
Ned.
Is what it is.
Norval Ned Stark. Game of Bones. Am I right?
Game of Gnomes. So we have to put it in front of everything. That's the joke.
Name of Gnomes.
That's the Gnomes.
That's the Noke. Leslie Nope. Hey guys, What's up?
What's up?
Listen to my YouTube channel.
Listen to it. Don't watch it.
Yeah.
Guys.
Wait. Go on.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say, someone told me podcasts sometimes do like...
video versions of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would like to do that
probably
sometime.
Probably a video podcast. Together.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
I thought about doing this one, but like...
It'd be really hard.
It'd be really hard.
If we actually, like a, you just put a little
if we
web
use Skype
thing,
to record,
I would need a better
our faces.
I have a camera somewhere right here.
But the thing is, so I don't want to have to like put on like a shirt
makeup
instead of like.
Oh
a,
yeah. Yeah. Normally, like, when I podcast chat, he's
I generally
in the
look
buff.
Like shit when we're podcasting, which is fine because it's Sunday nights.
Yeah.
Like, we're like
you look
video.
Like you got beat up by beer.
It's audio. Well, I did the night before. That's usually why I feel like ass the day of recording.
Yeah.
Right.
Which is why I'm not drunk when we record usually. But this is a Saturday. We record on Saturdays more. What are we doing?
We should. I don't know why we don't.
Because we would both be drunk. It'd be perfect.
Yeah.
Our podcast would be honestly. Our podcast would be exponentially better if we both just record when we've been drinking.
Yeah. And yeah, we should be sloppy.
Note that down. Okay,
good. And I'm making a note.
Anyway, okay.
For all of you listening at home, take out your pad and pencil.
Hey, turn off that vibrate. It's going to be loud for when we...
Was that a... I'm sorry. Kendra Snapchatted me.
Yeah, well.
Did you meet her?
I don't give a shit.
I did. I got Mexican with her earlier.
You know what?
Really?
Mexican food?
Yeah.
Delicious. Where at? Casa Brava?
Casa Brava.
Nice. Good stuff.
Good spot.
Yeah.
You've done a lot today.
I've done a lot today. For waking up at noon, I've done a lot today.
Did you like get lunch there and then go
with
your dad?
I got lunch in Marion, saw a movie in Wabash, and now I'm back in Marion. Like, that was poor planning on my end. But
yeah,
like, and I'm going back to Wabash tonight. And then I'm going back to Nashville tomorrow. But yeah, I've done a lot today. I've been,
when are you leaving
been
tomorrow?
A busy, productive day. Tomorrow morning sometime.
Just leave like, you know, I mean, you'll get back there like
yeah
six,
and we gain
five,
an
six.
Hour so
yeah.
If we left at like 10, we'd get there at like four.
Who's we?
Me and my dad's coming down for a
he's
week.
He's coming back.
Oh,
with
nice.
You
yeah, so I came up to see him and like we went to Journey and stuff like that, and then he's
wait,
coming down for a week.
He's coming
Nashville.
Up and then you're taking
a
him
week?
Back down.
Jeez, we're both driving.
Oh, okay.
Because he'll drive himself back.
Oh,
yeah.
Gotcha.
We're leaving at the same time tomorrow.
That's kind
caravan.
Of productive.
Yeah, it is. But we had to see Journey Front Row, baby.
Hey, you know what? Hey,
yeah.
see Journey Front Row, though? There you go. That's, a, that's the a main reason to come down.
It was great.
Awesome.
And full circle. So
we're back.
Jordan, let's bust out these red flags.
Oh, gosh. All
guys,
right.
We're going to try something new on the podcast. We're going to play a quick game of red flags.
Something we can't do any other time.
Exactly.
Basically.
Because Chad and I... don't live in the same place.
And plus, there are three of us now. So.
There are three of us. So what we're going to do is we're going to play a game by Skybound Games called Red Flags. We're going to get these cards shuffled. There might be an edit point. But basically...
And if I get enough red flags or make me think of PTG, maybe I'll end things.
Let's wait until the red flags come out for that.
That's the strategy. So what we're going to do is, Chad's going to be the judge first. And Jordan and I are both going to draw four random cards, white cards. And we're going to pick two of those cards to try to sell Chad for our date. And then after we reveal those, we're going to each play a red card on each other's date. And these red cards are like, only speaks in Titanic quotes, or has a dog named My Dick, and stuff like that. So we're trying to screw up the other person. And then Chad has to choose the least horrible person of these two to, I think the rule says, potentially go on a first, second, and third date with.
Yes.
So... that's the name of the game, Red Flags by Skybound Games. It's a lot of fun. Here you go, baby. Jordan, there's four for you.
And honestly,
four
I'll
for
put up
me.
With anything if she's pretty enough.
Right.
which is telling for my current love life.
Current state of affairs.
Yeah.
They're basically
there,
shuffling.
Listen, there's shuffling.
These are the best red cards I've ever seen.
How many red cards did we draw?
Four.
Four.
Yeah. So, all right. So I'm going to play these. Do you have your red cards ready?
My red cards? Yes.
All right. So in this first round of red flags, Jordan and I have both picked a nice girl for Chad to date. And Jordan, what are the qualities of your baby girl?
First off, my baby girl here always defends you.
Aww.
Mm.
Anything bad that ever said about you, she's right there to comfort.
All your flaws?
Good things.
Thank you. That's really nice of her.
All your flaws.
Exactly. She also happens to live in a castle.
Ah.
Mm.
So she's
Rapunzel.
She lives in a lap of luxury.
Ooh, that means her hair has grown out everywhere.
Exponentially long.
I like long hair.
Everywhere.
I like long haired ladies.
I'm talking 90s rock band Bush.
I like long haired. Jesus Christ.
Anyway.
Jeez, Bush Christ.
Go on.
Bush Christ is my favorite shitty beer. Okay. And so your girl's fine, Jordan, but Chad, listen to this. My girl is spontaneous and fun. Good. With an exclamation point.
Mm.
Also, she's an astronaut.
Oh.
So that ass is sexy. Out of this world.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm an ass man.
She's spontaneous and fun.
Yeah, I just had to say it. I like butts.
Yeah.
But.
And you cannot lie. So, yeah. What's wrong with my girl,
Jordan?
But,
see, the problem is, she may be spontaneous and fun. She may be an astronaut. She also masturbates in public.
Hot.
For everybody
else. I'm not into that.
In public space.
For everybody else to see, though.
Mm.
Voyeurism.
Yes.
Exhibition.
Well.
And in space. In space, no one can hear you scream. Oh!
No one can hear you cream either.
Oh.
Bleep that.
No, I'm not bleeping anymore. No more bleeps. So Jordan, what's your dumb
always
bitch?
Defends you and lives in a castle.
Oh, that's cool. Except, I have so many good ones. I just want to use this one because funny. Hold on. Read that. This is what else she does.
She always defends you. She lives in a castle, but every morning you wake up with a new hypodermic needle mark in your genitals.
Huh.
Not in a
what's
hot
that
way.
Mean? What does that mean?
I let you use your imagination.
Who knows?
Is she?
I don't think it could mean anything other than what it says.
Nothing good.
You have a new hypodermic needle mark.
Is she like?
She's giving
draining,
you stuff.
Draining my children.
Who Maybe. Knows what she's
draining
doing?
Draining my children is my favorite soap opera from the.
My 1980s soap opera. Draining my children.
Draining my children, honey. I drained the kids.
But the problem the thing is though, which sounds better? Someone who always defends you, who also lives in a castle, but every morning you wake up with a new hypodermic needle mark.
Every morning
in your
there's a hypodermic needle mark on my genitals.
Genitalia.
Or
free balling.
Or my spontaneous and fun astronaut who likes to jill in public.
Yeah.
Who you going on a date with,
wait,
boy?
Wait. These, okay.
You had to pick
these
the
These are my options.
You had to pick the
These are your
too.
Only options.
Oh, fuck. Okay, I thought there were two red cards got played. Okay.
No, you swiped right on these girls.
Okay, so I wake up with a hyper. Not a big fan of shots, though.
She always defends you, though, and you live in a castle.
She defends herself when you question her about the hypodermic needles.
But you live in a castle.
With hypodermic needles everywhere.
Is the castle rent free?
Yes, you live in it.
You basically live in a torture
she
chamber.
She pays in it. She pays for it.
But
you
this
live
one
in
is
it.
She masturbates in public. That's very. But her ass is out of this world.
In space.
But no one's looking at her ass.
No one's in space with you.
I'm
else.
Looking. I'm looking at it. I'm
yeah.
seeing it.
She's sitting down doing
what
this.
What is this?
She's floating around.
But she's
zero G's.
Actually, spontaneous and fun makes sense for the masturbation.
It does.
In
who
make
you pick
your
it?
Choice.
Who are you picking?
Listen, I'm going to be judged either way, harshly.
Right? By our listeners.
I'm going to have to go, because I'm an ass man.
Yeah, of course.
I got to go with her asses out of this world.
I can't put up
with needle marks in my,
I
in
get
my
that.
Shit.
I get
put
that.
Up with masturbating in public.
I get that.
Which is still gross, but like.
I get that.
Boom, baby. All right, Jordan. Chad and I are going to set you up on a date now.
Oh, dear.
Are you ready for this?
I'm kind of ready.
Oh, my. I know exactly. This girl is so great.
Oh, you know me.
I do.
You know me since sixth grade, buddy. I hope you would.
Chad, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Jordan,
yes.
My girl I picked out for you, she's great. She's so great, actually. She has all the same favorite movies as you.
Oh, shit.
All of them.
There you go.
All the Lupins. All of those DVDs we're looking at right here. You
yes.
see those?
Yes.
She loves them. You guys could talk about those for hours. Never run out of things to talk about.
Days.
And she loves to laugh. You're a funny boy.
I try.
You're funnier than us.
I try so hard. Oh, yeah.
So she's great. She's great. That's her.
I like her.
All right, so mine. She's a supermodel.
All right, all right.
And she can multiply herself.
Oh, shoot.
So you can do...
She's the entire Victoria's Secret catalog.
You can do supermodel...
My fantasy.
You can do supermodel... Threesomes, foursomes, fivesomes, sixsomes, sevensomes.
She's a calendar.
Let's go
spread.
On heptasomes, hexasomes, decasomes.
I don't think I can handle
well,
them.
My name's Chad. I work at a bank. I throw out words like decasomes.
Okay, that just means 12.
Oh.
Decades.
Calendar, yeah.
Actually, wait, no, that means 10. Dodeca's 12. Sorry.
Dodeca's 12. So you have a calendar.
Sorry, I pay attention to geometry.
You have a calendar girl who doesn't like to eat. Yeah. Or. That's probably rude. I'm sorry. Or same favorite movies and laughs.
What's
Chad,
the red flag?
Well, I'll tell you what the red flag is on Calendar Girl. Yeah, she can multiply herself. And sure, she is a supermodel.
But.
That's good.
But she and all of her clones literally have explosive diarrhea. All the time.
I can't do poop. I
dropping
can.
Bombs. Literal bombs out of all of their supermodel buttholes.
Oh, I don't want to think about that. I don't want to think about that.
Chad,
okay.
You
well,
can't ruin
girl,
my girl.
What is it? What's it? What are
she has the same favorite movies as Jordan, and she loves to laugh.
She loves
which
to laugh.
Which is great
yeah.
So far.
But. She fantasizes about killing you and eating you, and she won't shut up about it. So every movie you watch with her, even though she loves it, she just talks about how much she wants to kill you and eat you.
So she's kind of a praying mantis.
She's going to eat your head.
No, she just fantasizes about it. About it?
About it.
About it.
But she also likes all my movies.
She does.
Look how many movies I have.
I know. You've got
I
a ton. For those of you listening, look.
I love them all.
Check it out.
Look at all
I
those.
I love them all.
There's
so.
At least 10.
20.
I'll be honest, I can't do poop. I can't do it. Man. I have to go with Cameron.
Your boy's two for two, baby.
I can't go with poop.
I'm upset.
Man, even though she fantasizes about it, but she loves to laugh about it. all right, so now these boys are going to set me up on a date.
Oh, I got one for you right here, boy.
I'm so excited. I haven't gone on a date since that Klan rally.
was that considered a date?
I hope to shout it wasn't. I think it was, though, but then we never spoke again after that. I was like, nope, I'm done. Sorry. All right.
I'll go first.
All right.
Cameron?
Yes, sir?
This is you.
This is me.
She believes you are the most attractive person they've ever seen.
Wow, she's wrong.
She is wrong.
But that's nice.
But she believes it.
She does believe it.
And she loves staying in.
Aw, me too.
Which you love too.
I'm very much a homebody boy.
You are, I know. That's why I picked it.
Well, aw. See, my girl though.
My girl though.
My girl.
My girl.
Talking about my girl.
My girl.
Is the lead singer of your favorite band.
Oh no. Haley Williams just entered the room. Oh no.
And she knows all the words to your favorite childhood TV theme songs. So the Pokemon on theme song, she knows every word to it.
Only 90s kids have kinks.
Mm-hmm.
That's mine. Hold on.
She
I just want to
all.
Reiterate, Chad. Your girl thinks I'm the most attractive introvert she's ever seen, and I love that.
But
Haley Williams, and we're assuming that her and Chad just didn't work out.
Yes.
Chad Gilbert, Chad. Not this Chad. Okay, I'm down.
From Taking Back Sunday.
But what's wrong with her, Chad Hoy?
What's wrong with her?
What's wrong with Haley Williams? You can't convince me that anything's wrong with her.
She literally eats dicks. So good luck with that. You don't want that.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no.
She knows all that, but she'll eat your dick. She'll cut it off and eat it.
Oh, no.
But Cameron. Chad's girl believed you were the most attractive person in the world.
Yeah.
She loves staying in.
Uh-huh.
But while she's staying in, she's jealous of Mika.
Jealous
she's
of your
jealous
pet?
Of your pet.
I literally dated a girl like this.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you did.
And Mika ate her pizza, and I thought it was hilarious. And
yeah,
she didn't
did.
Think it was hilarious.
Yeah, she did.
Oh, man.
She's jealous of your baby.
Do you
baby.
Want your dick to be gone forever?
If Haley Williams eats it, I think I'm okay with it. It's
that's
only going to
no,
happen once.
Not fair.
This girl... This girl,
she's gone though.
This girl, I don't care. This
you
girl's gonna stay
on.
In and hate my dog.
You can't move on after
his dog is his life.
You
though
you don't have a dick. What are you
Mika
gonna do?
Mika is his life.
I mean, obviously she doesn't care if I have a dick because she's gonna eat mine. Maybe we can just be in love. Dickless in Seattle.
That's funny.
Thank you.
Dickless in Nashville.
Damn you it. Dickless in Nashville.
You can't be in love and never
yes,
be
he can. Dirty deed, though. Unless she hates his dog, who's always around him all the time.
From experience, that was so unattractive.
Exactly.
It was very... I was like, dude, she's a dog. Like, stop. She was here first. Like,
mm-hmm. Okay, clap. She who was jealous of your dog?
The Valentine's Day girl.
Really?
Yeah. Are you?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. All right. Wow. Okay, cool.
I might leave most of
don't,
that in.
Don't bleep that.
I'll probably bleep one part of that. So those claps were Chad trying to help me out with an edit point.
You. Yeah.
But I may leave that in. So, gosh dang it, I love Hayley Williams so much. But she, I don't want my dick eaten.
Hayley, you
don't want
your dick Hayley to be Williams gone. Won't hit your dog, though.
But your dick will be gone.
I know.
But Hayley Williams won't
I
hit
love
your dog.
Mika so much.
Do you love exactly. your dick?
I mean...
It's there.
You like having a dick. I mean, who doesn't?
Well, yeah, I can't go. I can't go into a men's bathroom and be like, oh boy.
Hey,
what a show, huh?
What a show.
While you're
huh?
like peeing out of your like.
It's there.
It's just a urethra at that point.
It's there, but Mika's with you all the time.
Oh,
she's got a little you. Tube that comes at
this
you.
This is hard.
It is hard.
This is so difficult.
Well, it's not hard if you don't have a dick. Literally.
Oh, man. Okay, here's the thing.
Okay, here you go.
I could do this, and I've actually done this. The rules say go on a first, second, and third date with, right? So by the end of the third date, my dick is gone, oh, and sure. I don't know what the future holds. But with this girl, I can just be like, no, let's never hang out again, which I have done. I gotta go with Chad's girl.
What?
It'll be fun for the first week, and then I gotta kick her to the curb because she hates my dog.
Oh,
That's too real, that though, guys. All right, let's do one more round around the table. Chad, we're going to get you a date.
Hit me.
So the score right now, for those of you keeping track at home with your pens one, and pen, pens and bowls.
Oh, it's two.
Jordan has one, and I have two. Chad doesn't have any.
Oh, wait, no, I just won. You picked my date.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have any. You,
oh,
you
Jordan
have
doesn't have any. Okay.
You had two. Chad
my bad.
One.
My bad. Yeah, so we're setting up Chad now. And I'm ready to use. All right, I'm going. This is fun. Okay, Chad, ready? Mm-hmm. This is something. Or Jordan, you can go first.
Okay, Chad. See this girl.
Yeah.
This beautiful girl of yours. Your parents absolutely love her.
Thanks for listening, Chad's dad.
Good. And also, she can fire your most hated coworker and/or boss.
Damn, so that means she's your boss.
Don't like that.
She's okay. Your boss's boss, actually.
Or she can just, like, tell
or
us,
she
hey,
just, yeah,
hey.
She can be like,
fire this person.
And then they do. It's like a Jedi
so
mind trick.
She's so hot.
Exactly.
Yeah, there
she's
you
that
go.
Fine.
I don't think the cards say she's fine.
It just says she can do
I'm
that.
I'm just inferring.
Yeah, I know.
How does she have that power? She's
that's true.
Fine.
You're right. She's like Megan Fox in a pantsuit.
Wait, okay.
I'm okay with
well,
that.
Now I'm really into it.
Yeah, damn it.
She has toe thumbs, though.
I don't care.
I don't care. I don't give a shit.
Gosh.
I have a toe body.
Welcome back to the Toe Body Podcast. All right, Chad. I did it right for you that time.
Yeah, you did.
My girl that I'm setting you up with has the same favorite foods as you.
Mm.
Boom.
That's good.
Yeah. So expletive, that's delicious. She loves that shit.
Most girls do.
She also makes you feel secure.
Hmm.
Makes you feel secure, Chatty Daddy.
That's good.
Yeah. We all need that. We all need that.
I need it more than anyone.
I wasn't going to say it.
But see, though.
Uh-oh. What's wrong with my
But see,
girl?
Though. See, the thing is, she has the same favorite foods as you, and she makes you feel secure, but...
That's a dark red flag.
She keeps the severed heads of all of her exes in a fancy glass display case.
So she hunts ex-boyfriends for
so
sport.
So if I ever break up with her...
She would cut your head off and put it in a fancy display case.
But she makes you feel secure, so she just reassures you she won't do that.
Unless she does something
what
you
if
don't
she
like.
Does? I'm pretty gullible. It is April Fool's Day.
It is April Fool's Day. Well, okay. Sure. She's had some aggressive tendencies in the past. But Jordan's girl,
mm-hmm.
She can or her your parents love her, and she can fire your most hated coworker or boss, but she Tinders during sex.
Well, I've never had sex, so.
Well, when you do with this girl, she's swiping left, swiping right.
If you do, though.
And you're just
really,
trying.
Maybe you're a good boy and you wait for a while. Well,
she doesn't make you feel secure.
Honestly, the girl I'm with right now probably would.
But well, the girl,
she
but
is
this
polyamorous
girl,
Tinder girl.
Your parents absolutely love her. They're telling you in your ear, hey, dude, be with this girl.
Yeah, but she doesn't love you. She's Tindering during sexy time.
She's just looking at her options. Who knows if they're ever open? She's looking at opens
she's,
options.
This, she has Tinder Unlimited.
Date, though.
Yeah.
I know. She's Tinder
and
Unlimited.
So on the first date, we're boning?
We're boning.
If
but
you're boning.
She's super liking boys in different states.
But she can also
well,
fire your most hated person at your work.
And in your own state, though. She's got Tinder Plus Unlimited.
Oh, fuck.
You're just adding stuff here.
No, it's... Nope.
What if she's just like a regular user? Just download it. Oh, here you go.
She's not a regular user. She pays $9.99 a month.
It doesn't say
like
that on
American
the card.
Food.
It doesn't say that on the card.
It does too.
It does not.
Read
actually.
The fine print.
I'm reading it right here.
Read between these lines.
Right here, actually.
Tinder's during sex. That means she uses Tinder, and I'm saying that she uses Tinder like that.
Well, I don't like how you sure. use Tinder.
Chad. Okay. Who you picking, baby?
Same favorite foods. Makes me feel secure, but
keep severed
she has
heads.
Severed heads.
It's
of
just
her
exes, decor,
which will be me if we don't go on this third date.
She's not
Boom,
on Pinterest.
Baby. Boom, baby.
If you break up with her now, she's killing you anyway. I'm just
you break up with her, she's killing
you
anyway. You
haven't gone out on a date. With
you
her.
Know how it is.
Yeah, I'm just shooting myself.
I got George.
That's fine. I get it.
That's right.
Damn it.
She Tinders during
That's
sex,
right.
but you know what? At least we're doing it.
That's right.
That's the saddest thing I've ever heard. All right, good job, Jordan.
Woo, I finally got the point.
All right. So now we're setting Jordan up.
Oh, shoot. Here, boys.
How many more is he going
to
do?
So this...
Just one, this is the last round.
Yeah, it's the last round right. around the table. So draw to the other four cards.
So it's Cameron 2, Chad 1, myself 1.
You need a red flag, baby?
Cameron is in the league with 1. Lead,
I am.
Lead
I need one. To win this one, or I tie. Okay. Jordan.
Let's hear it. Oh, shoot. I might pick... I'm going to pick a tiebreaker or Cameron winning.
Maybe.
Crap.
Well, don't think of it that way.
Too late.
Be
oh, wait,
honest.
Wait, you still have to go around.
I still have to pick a winner, yeah.
That's true.
So, you just play fair.
I'm playing fair.
My girl for you. Jordan. She's great.
Let's hear it.
She is very generous.
Okay.
Very nice. Generous.
Nice of you.
She always gives you perfect gifts.
Like,
hence the generous thing.
I like gifts.
Yeah, you know, like, whatever you've wanted, and you mention it maybe one time in passing, just as a thought, 6 months later on your birthday, she surprises you with that, because that's how generous she, and always the perfect gift. She knows.
A Mass Effect Andromeda Nomad sculpture? Yes, please.
Yes, that.
All right. My girl.
I want that, too. All
right.
My girl. It says pick an actor or actress. I'm picking Aubrey Plaza. I know you
Man,
do.
Who doesn't? Actually, a lot of people don't.
I like me.
That was smart.
And
that was good.
She's very affectionate.
So she's the opposite of grumpy cat.
So she's very into you, and she's Aubrey Plaza.
I like her.
Yeah,
a lot.
But she murdered your family.
Oh gosh, my family means everything to me. No.
She murdered your whole family.
No.
That's fair, but Cameron's girl, who's generous and always gives you perfect gifts.
What's bad about her?
She yells fuck you at every baby she sees.
So do I.
I just stand up for that one.
Yes. Literally says yells fuck you at every baby they see. But she's generous. George's like wheezing over here. That is very funny to think about. Damn it, Chad.
I'm trying to think about what I...
I'm trying
Honestly,
to think
it's not
though.
Far off from how I am with babies.
Right. Also, what is worse, yelling at a baby or murdering your babies and your family?
That's the problem because that car makes me laugh so much.
It is funny.
As long as it's not a baby in my family, I'm laughing at it.
She murders your family.
No, but she. that this girl yells at.
Think about every... your favorite family members.
I know.
Rank them in your mind.
You're
ranking
them out loud. Camera, your baby cousin. She yells.
She yells, "Fuck you, your baby cousin."
She kills your baby cousin.
Exactly. I had to go to Cameron.
Fuck me. Sorry, Chad.
I'm sorry.
Hey, it's just. That's how those. That's how you. Red.
That's my funny. Turn. That's funny to me.
that was good. Sorry, Chad.
That was really funny.
All right, so set me up on a date, boys. You both have one. So you guys are playing for second right now.
Pretty much, yes.
Yeah.
Cameron wins.
I just got blessed with some dark red cards.
I want to see them after this is done.
Yeah. These were funny, but I went with the really bad ones. But, like, I have one that says knocks things out of stranger's hands while walking down the street.
That's funny.
That's hilarious. All right, put me on a date, boys. Daddy needs a new pair of dates.
Cameron, see, my girl...
Yeah?
She owns your favorite sports team.
Oh, she's old.
But she owns them. Your favorite.
Yeah, I'm a gold digger. She's gonna die soon. She's got to, right?
And she also owns a successful startup.
The Chicago Bears. They're not a successful startup,
but
though.
This girl...
Yeah?
Is a college English professor.
Oh, that's hot.
It is sexy. I knew you'd
think. I'm thinking of, like, female Ted Mosby.
And also, the best sex ever.
It's the best sex ever.
Best sex, but she has bad case of genital lobsters.
Is that like crabs, but worse?
Worse. Genital lobsters.
Okay, fine.
Oh, no.
This girl owns your favorite sports team. She owns a successful startup. Sure. She's successful.
Yeah, she's on Etsy.
But I know you'll hate this.
Oh, gosh.
She counts your calories.
Someone has to. Because I sure as hell don't do it.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
Every time you have sex, there's nothing.
And it's the best sex ever.
Every time you eat, she's like, "That's 1,000 calories."
That whole box of cheese that you just put in your face, 1,250 calories.
Yeah, 1,250.
Every pound, snap, pound, snap.
Oh, no. But it's the best sex ever. Maybe the genital lobsters help.
Giant little white specks everywhere, all over.
Big meaty claws. That's 2 SpongeBob references in about 30 seconds.
That's funny.
Dude, all right, this may be controversial. I have to go with the sex lobster professor.
That's right, you do.
No,
that's
I fair. Pick her.
You picked me.
I picked him to win.
Damn it! Why?
You so confidently just go, "Why?" That's right, you do. That's right, you don't pick me.
That's right, you don't Why? Pick me. Why?
Because, man, maybe there's a secret.
A secret?
I don't want...
Maybe the lobsters are good.
I don't want her. I don't care if she's out the door. I'm going to inherit the shittiest team in the NFL right now. I love the Bears, but damn it, I hate the Bears.
The NFL right now.
We're idiots.
They're terrible.
Management is stupid, but I don't want that responsibility.
You don't.
And I don't want her going, Cameron, no, sir, way too many calories. You're going to die before
so
me.
Many beers.
You're going to die before me, and you won't get my money.
You're Diddy, Mr. Krabs?
That was the worst Mr. Krabs ever. Okay. That's the worst Mr. Krabs ever. But yeah, I gotta go with lobster genitals. And I feel like that's fair.
Is it though?
Guys, that's how you play red flags. I hope you enjoyed that segment like I did. This is your boy Cameron Weaver saying I won.
Shut up.
So that was fun. Guys, thanks for playing. You can pick up Red Flags at Skybound Games. Sponsor. And your favorite dad podcast episode so far has been brought to you by Skybound Games. Not really, but wouldn't that be cool? I love them.
That would be cool.
I would like to write cards for Red Flags or Super Fight. You know Mike Falzone wrote a few of these?
And McTurney.
And McTurney, yeah.
Mike Calzone.
Sylvester Calzone.
Hey, do your Sylvester Stallone impression. Please. I'm putting you on the spot, I know.
Oh,
please,
gosh.
No, it's so good.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. No, it really is good. It's very funny. I'll do any impression you want me to do, even if it's bad. Even if you know it'll be bad.
Hey, I know it's not bad, but...
Hey!
This is really bad.
No, it's not bad. I love that.
This is a bad accent. I told you I did I did the movie Judge Dredd.
Judge Dredd. Judge Dredd. Not Rocky. Not Rocky 2. Not Rocky 4. Not Rocky 6.
Judge Dredd. I am the law. I am the law.
That's the best. It's just said Judge Dredd.
So real bad Sylvester Stallone impression.
Because you did Sylvester Stallone, I'll do my Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Please do.
That's almost like Pee Wee Herman being strangled.
You just get on the Pee Wee just got on the semi with Large Marge.
All I know is how to go.
This is my Schwarzenegger.
This is my Schwarzenegger impression.
Do we have to bleep?
Schwarzenegger. No, my uncle.
I'll be back. Wow.
Wow.
My uncle had the worst uncle joke growing up.
Oh no.
And he would say
uncle jokes again.
And I took German in sixth grade.
Yeah.
And he would say,
oh no.
And this is true. Schwartz means black.
It does.
In German.
Schwarzenegger is
Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
Negger. N-E-G-G-A-R.
Right.
No, but he would say, he would be like, Schwartz means black, and then Schwartz, black, and he would say that joke.
Oh, no.
And I was like, even as a 9-year-old, I was like, Uncle Jeff, you're fucking racist.
That's not good at all.
Uncle Jeff, that's a little fucked up, my guy.
That's not good at all.
Uncle Jeff. Oh, man. That's horrible. That makes me cringe.
Yeah.
That's
so, just want everyone to know my uncle's kind of racist.
Speaking of racist, I just read a red flag card that says brags to everyone about being a grand wizard in the KKK.
Oh man. I mean, that's a lot of
pretty bad.
Is that your Uncle Jeff?
That's a lot of years of training, though. It's a lot of seminars you have to attend.
Yeah, it's tough being a grand wizard.
Guys, can I tell you, can I confess something?
Please do.
Go on.
I've been watching a show on the CW called Powerless starring Vanessa Hudgens.
I heard it's a good show. I heard it's funny.
Amazing.
I'm disgusted.
It's so funny. Also, Danny Pudi is in it. Yes.
Yeah, I knew exactly where you're going with that.
And like, guys, literally, I will watch this show by myself and laugh out loud. Oh, it's very tongue-in-cheek. It's very high school play written. But like, one, Vanessa Hudgens is charming as hell. Can we just admit that? She made some pretty shitty movies.
We're breaking free soaring.
I love High School Musical. You bite your tongue.
Of course you do.
There's not a stop in
heaven that we can't reach. If I try it, we're breaking free. Because we know Disney doesn't sue anybody.
Breaking free.
Yeah, Disney doesn't sue. Yeah, throwback.
To begin the episode. There was a quote in here where, in that show, that I just started laughing out. Vanessa Hudgens walks in, she's like, anyone have any fun weekend plans? And then this guy goes, I'm just taking my grandpa back to the escape room. This was Danny Pudi, he said that. And she goes, oh, he likes those? And then Danny Pudi goes, no, that's just what he calls the nursing home. He solved it again. And it was so, I was just like, that's funny.
That actually is very funny.
I'm like, that joke is fire. Pay that boy.
I might be very biased because I love Community so much. Yeah. I might just like, love Danny Pudi.
Danny Pudi, he's Abed.
Anything Abed, Danny Pudi yes. does, I love because he's in Community. That yes. and like he was randomly in Captain America Civil on the Captain America yeah. Winter Soldier as well.
Yeah,
and I love that scene.
And Alan Tudyk is in it.
Danny Pudi, funny guy. I don't know who it is.
K2SO.
That's Rogue One.
Yeah, and the guy from Star Trek. He was in Star Trek.
You mean ones. Firefly?
Nope. Oh, he was in Firefly too, but he was in Star Trek too, wasn't he?
Was he?
I don't know.
He was like
I never watched Star Trek.
I never watched Firefly.
I don't watch. Well,
Alan Tudyk though, he's great in it. He's Bruce Wayne's brother.
You guys are
what?
Yeah. Because the basic concept of the show.
That's not Alan Tudyk.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Jordan, it's Alan Tudyk.
I think that's the guy from.
No, it's Alan Tudyk.
Is it?
Yes. Look.
I thought that was the guy from Reno 911. No. I'm calling myself out now. That's not right.
And he is.
Yep, I know exactly what I'm talking about.
In film, he was in.
He's in a lot of stuff. Yes.
He's been in a lot. Knocked Up.
You're talking about 2DX, right?
Yes.
He was in Moana.
Yes, you're right.
She was the chicken.
He is a main cast member on the DC Comics-based show Powerless.
Yep, I was wrong.
It's okay. But the show is basically based on people who work in a town that has superheroes flying around and supervillains all around, but these guys don't have powers. So they work for a company that makes items for regular civilians.
Said the name Powerless.
Yeah, yeah. To protect people from them. And it's hilarious. Dick Van Dyke moves to this city, and she wants to help people. She's a hopeless, optimistic person, and she gets there, and everyone's like, no, everything sucks here. But then they work together, a band of misfits, to help the cities for the greater good. In one episode, she dates a henchman, and it's stuff like that. It doesn't take itself seriously at all.
Right.
It's a parody of comics, but like made by people who make comics. I think it's brilliant. I think it's great. You should watch Powerless. And Vanessa Hudgens is beautiful. I've always had a crush on her. I love her.
I won't watch it.
She's charming as hell. Why?
I don't have cable.
It's now streaming on Hulu. Hulu?
I won't watch it. You know why?
Why?
I don't have Hulu.
Oh.
So.
That's okay.
Sorry. Maybe if someday it makes its way into Netflix, I'll figure it out.
Maybe. Well, guys, once Jordan gets back from peeing, I think it's time for us to wrap up this episode of the Dad Podcast. Like an hour and 41 minutes.
Holy shit.
Once I edit it, it'll be closer to an hour 40. But, guys, we just want to thank you. Oh. Jordan just died.
Okay, Jordan. Jesus Christ.
And this has been a long one. I hope you've enjoyed it. A longer format. This is for all of you fans.
Yeah.
Indeed. People who actually do like listening this long.
The people who've stuck around for so long.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for listening. Jordan, thanks for having us. Thanks for being on.
Thanks again. For being here.
Yeah, man. I
missed you guys.
Yeah, this has been fun.
This is fun.
This is definitely, this has been a fun weekend in Indiana. Thank you all for listening. Send us your hate mail, please, because that's 2 weeks in a row without real legitimate hate mail. I'm going to come and find you. I'm in Indiana now. I'm going to come and find you. I'm going to come and find you. I'm going to walk into your house, and I'm going to open up your laptop for you. I'm going to spit in it.
You know people more than in Indiana.
I'm going to find out where you live. I'm going to talk to a census worker named Rebecca, and she's going to give me your addresses to every single one of your homes, and I'm going to break inside, and I'm going to open up your laptops, and I'm going to spit in them.
Even you, Australia, you fucks. Sorry,
dude. I'm going to get a plane ticket and a passport. I'm going to get on a plane. I'm going to call Australian Customs. Her name's probably Sheila, and I'm going to fly over there. I'm going to fly to another. I'm going to fly down under. I'm going to go to your house. I'm going to fly down under. I'm going to avoid all those scary boys.
I'm going to fly down under.
I'm going to avoid all those scary insects and animals that want to kill me. I'm going to break into your house. I'm going to be like, oi! I'm going to open up your laptops. I'm going to spit in them.
Spit in your laptop like a Foster's beer can. I spit in so many Foster's beer cans in my lifetime. So many fucking Foster's beer cans. Fuck you guys. Fucking Australia.
Australia.
Fuck Australia.
Thanks for listening to the Dad Podcast. This is Jordan right now. Talking about the ASMR stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh no, I have headphones on.
I'm sorry, I was laughing there. I'm going to continue what I'm doing here. We're going to talk about shuffling these cards here from the red flag stack here. Shuffling these cards.
Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Why didn't I take the headphones off? I knew what he was doing. I knew it the whole time.
Ejaculates bees? That's what one of these cards reads.
Oh, no.
The one card that comes up.
I'm so sorry. I threw the cards. In a vicious rage, because I can't shuffle. I don't know.
It's true, he can't.
I don't know why I tried. That was my ASMR bit.
I'll take a drink.
Back to take a drink. Back to Cameron here. I love you all. Bye bye.
Thank you, Jordan. Everybody send us your hate mail to hoyweave@gmail.com. Chad, where can they find you on Twitter? And everywhere else, I guess.
Listen, not a lot has come from this. We know this. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, at CHADHOY. And then, as well, like our Facebook page.
Yeah.
I know. Please. We actually don't update a ton, unfortunately. But
we don't.
Facebook.com/THEDADBODCAST. And we have Twitter as well.
For those of you who can't spell 3 to 4 letter words.
Yeah, for those of you that can't spell
words.
They're
out there.
Right? We have the Dad Podcast Twitter, and that's THE_DADBODCAST. That was Jordan's mom. You can find her on Facebook at Denise.
On Twitter at Mrs. Steal Your Girl _6969.
Then that's MRSSTEALYOGURL.
That's right. That's important.
Or 42069. That's at twitter.com.
Yeah.
If you feel the need to find me on Twitter, I'm Jordan Kenyon. You can find me at JTKENYON654, the number 654. On Twitter.
Oh, that hurt.
And
I'm on Snapchat and Instagram at LavinousCam, LAVENOUSCAM, and on Twitter at LavinousCam2. Guys, thanks so much for listening to this special edition of the Dad Podcast.
It's been good.
Back.
It has been a fun time.
We'll be back next week.
If you listen to this entire episode, please send us hate mail because we know it was so bad. So
no, this was so fun.
No, this is actually a really good show. So
I really liked it. I enjoyed talking to you baby boys in person. I feel like we're the cast of that 70s show because we're sitting in a basement around a table.
We are. Except there's no weed.
If we did film this, the camera would just, we would switch it like the thing. Yeah, why do you look like the dog in Duck Hunt?
I'm trying to laugh like Ashton Kutcher.
You're
would.
Laughing.
Oh yeah, he does laugh like that. For those of you listening at home, look at that.
Oh, good joke. That's a very good joke. I love when Cameron does those jokes.
Me too. For those of you listening at home, Chad's stroking his chin, boy.
I'm stroking my chin beard, which I need to shave a little bit before I hang out with PTG.
Looks like a Georgia peach fuzz. Yeah, he's going up PTG now.
Tonight?
I'm going to go back to Nashville tomorrow. Send us hate mail about anything that you may have just heard. And we will talk to you boys next week. Me and Chad will be back.
But,
Jordan won't, but we will mention him.
You can find me on Skype, though.
Add me on Skype. Bloop, 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 doop, doop, bloop, 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 doop, doop.
Oh, I thought you were doing the fucking Jeopardy theme.
What if those two things switched? So you're like calling someone and it goes doo 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 doo
doo doo. I like that a lot.
And then on Jeopardy they're like, now type in your final answer. Then the Dad Podcast plays.
Actually, funnily enough though, I learned how to play the Jeopardy theme on guitar the other day.
Hey, that's nice.
Just because I was like, I don't know why, but it was in my head, and I was like, doo, 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 like on like electric.
You should turn it into a sick diss track about me.
Yeah, I could probably do that.
That'd be fun.
Cameron can't fucking make jokes.
Man,
so bad.
I'm Cameron Weaver.
Man, fuck Cameron Weaver.
Hold on.
And remember,
why is this?
Man, never mind. Fuck Cameron Weaver.
Jesus. No. All right. Bye.
That's so why. Bye.
Bye.
Finish a hug, Javan Darsant.